Carry on down Corso Ercoldeste until you get to two lines of poplars, very high and perfectly straight, which follow the last stretch of the road as far as the walls. You will see on your right another avenue of poplars, quite a wide road, Viale Certosa. Follow it, and you will reach the Church of St. Christopher and the cemetery. Put this track on pause until you've arrived at the big open space in front of the church, then turn me on again. Silence. It's the first thing you notice here. Silence welcomes you to the atmosphere of this fine church. Crossing the square, you get to the church. The story here begins in 1452 with the foundation of a Carthusian monastery on the orders of Borsa d'Este. The area was later included as part of the Renaissance edition, and towards the end of the 1500s a church was built dedicated to Saint Christopher. It was only in the 19th century that the monastery was converted to the cemetery that it still is today. In this silent city within a city are the last resting places of some of the great masters who were born in Ferrara, including Giovanni Boldini, Filippo di Pisis, and Michelangelo Antonioni. An impressive restoration program for the church was finished in 2007, restoring the fabric of the building and returning 130 pictures, wooden choir, altars, altarpieces, and lots of other liturgical furnishings to their original places. Go into the church and breathe in the atmosphere. Look at the effects of the light, an important feature of the architecture of Biagio Rossetti, who designed it. Take all the time you want to visit the church, and once you've finished, go back to Corso Ercoldeste and go on to our next track.